Let's go to Stuart in Boulder, Colorado. I don't think he's the one you've been talking about, though. Hey, Stuart, go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hi, Stu.
I'm the guy that Mike was talking
about. Oh, you are?
Oh,
I was going to get you on to do your own rebuttal, but if you want a quick question or two, go ahead.
Hang up now and you can call me later.
All right, we're going to get your number. Do you have a quick question for Mike before you go?
I did. My main question for Mike was I wanted to know what it would take to falsify his belief in the ziggurat.
I would have to see a first-generation print from somebody who had held it since the very early days of Apollo, somebody like Ken Johnston. I would have to have that. I would have to verify its authenticity, scan it, and there would have to be virtually nothing there. But that's not even going to happen because I already have two other images, 6613 and 6614, which confirm most of what is seen in the ziggurat image that we've put out before. So that's what it would take. I would have to see something that was truly authentic. And, you know, what I'd like to find out from you is what it would take to falsify your belief that this is a fake. And, I mean, you laid out three very specific criteria, all of which I completely destroyed in my analysis on my blog, and people can go to my blog and read on it and read it and decide for themselves. But I basically, you set out three standards of proof, all of which I believe very clearly I met. So what would it take for you to admit that this thing is probably a legitimate image?
Well, so actually, I did respond to your blog post on my own blog, but obviously we can't really play blog tag on the radio.
blog
left. basically, I disagree with what you said. I don't think that you, as you put it, destroyed my arguments, and people can go to my blog and see why I say that. But basically, I mean, for example, I really don't like to use this word, but I'll use it anyway. I believe or trust other images from other spacecraft. I mean, the one with the ziggurat for you comes from I think it's the Call of Duty Zombies forum. And that's really one of the only sources that you have for this, whereas there are so many other images taken by other craft, including non-NASA ones, that have imaged the site at very high resolution, as a caller about 20 minutes ago said, and yet you just dismiss those pretty much because you say it doesn't have the ziggurat, therefore it's fake. And so I'm curious, actually, you said that you would like to verify an original print's authenticity. How would you go about doing that? I mean, what would make it to you say that something is authentic as opposed to, say, the Selene images from the Japanese spacecraft that imaged that region at 10 meter per pixel resolution?
Well, first of all, the Selene image is full of artifacts, and you can see that from what I produce, and those artifacts were deliberately induced by the Japanese. Secondly, as I've told you before, I have many, many occasions, maybe a dozen, 15, 18, 20, 25 at this point, where NASA has been deceptive or has overtly lied or altered imagery before. So, again, I don't trust their source information. What makes it authentic for me is the fact that I know that it's been outside of NASA's control for decades. And this was back in the days when people were able to slip things out the door before they started putting the clamps on this. So again, that's, you know, I would trust what I got from Ken Johnson's information, Ken Johnson's collection, more than I would trust anything posted on any website by NASA, simply because of my life experience of spending the last 15 years dealing with their politics and their BS and their false claims about the face on Mars and their false claims about the DNM pyramid on Mars and all the other things that have come out, the false claims they made about the MOLA instrument, the Mars Orbiter Laser Altimeter. They've made all kinds of false claims.
You two would be a good debate there, Michael.
Well, you know, again, George, if you want to debate, I really have one question for Stuart.
Stuart is now giving his number to Tom. So.
Well, what I'd like to know.
Let's save it in case I have him on.
Well, okay, what I'd like to know at this point is, are you the guy that, under the fake email name, sent me those email messages to my Gmail account?
And I'll let you ask him that if he ever comes back on. All right.
I lost him. Okay. Well, so again, you know, I first of all, I applaud him for having the guts to come on. I have a feeling that deep down somewhere there's a nice guy.
Well,
but
is he the guy? That's the other
thing. Well, you know, again, if you're going to stoop to that level, that's just pretty ridiculous. And the truth is, look, these guys are debunkers. They have an agenda, and the agenda is to make sure that people are like me and like you.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like
but
Richard
keep in mind
are not taken seriously.
They all, even those who are opposed to what we all do, they have a right to say that. That's what this country is all about, and that doesn't bother me. I mean, I'll go toe to toe with all of them. You should too.
Well, I will, except that what the real desire is on the part of people like James Oberg and Phil Plait, and now I guess we can throw Stewart in there. Congratulations, Stewart. You've now made it up to their level. Their objective is to get you to spend all of your energy defending yourself against attack after attack after attack, rather than looking for new information, rather than putting new stuff out. So, again, I only respond occasionally. And I only respond, George, in this case, I responded to him because of his very strong implication that either Richard or I had fabricated this image. He said he wouldn't put it past us that we had done this. Well, you know, I'd like to hear from him at some point whether he's now prepared to put it past us. For doing something like that, because the truth is we don't have to. And I would encourage everybody to go to the image I told, including the guy from Colorado or the other guy that called in, Bob or whatever his name was. Go look at that image. Go look at AS 11, 38, 55, 64. And you don't have to believe in the ziggurat at all. Look at the rest of that picture. There's artificial buildings, structures, mechanisms, vehicles all over that image. And they are completely obvious to anybody who's ever even put together a model car or a model flying saucer.
Well, the greatest part of this show, Michael, is everybody has a right to make up their own minds. And that's sure. What's so good.